Did you see it, Melissa?
Didn't.
Manipulative.
But I finally saw a comedy that I liked the other day, and I was thinking of you guys. I was like, Mark and Brian are not going to believe this.
You didn't feel manipulated?
No.
Huh.
Crazy Stupid Love?
Oh.
Sure.
Oh, my God. So good.
Crazy Stupid Love is one of my favorite films of the year.
So good. And so I was watching. I'm like, oh, this is going to be a chick flick. This is going to be manipulative, Brian. Yep. And was not. I was sitting alone laughing. It was really good.
Now, the reason I say that, just so you know, we asked her if she liked comedies one time when she was in for Kelly, as she is today. And she goes, I don't watch comedies. They're manipulative.
I feel like they're trying to get me to laugh.
Yeah. What
the hell?
All right, now. If Ryan Gosling, now that you've seen the movie, mm-hmm. if he were to walk in the door of that studio and say, come here.
Oh, I'd have to close the shades, but absolutely. Wouldn't think twice.
95.5 KLOS.
Let us describe the puppy bowl to you.
Okay. Please do.
A bunch of little puppies just playing.
They have a football field.
On a little football field.
Yeah.
And if one puppy, you know, needs to do what puppies do.
Poop.
Poo-poo. A flag is thrown.
<That's so funny.
laughs> Penalty flag. There's also a water cam. There's a camera looking right up through the water bowl, so dogs will come over and...
I cannot wait for Super Bowl Sunday.
You're going to love it.
But we're not done.
Yeah.
We're not done.
There's more.
The halftime show is kittens.
Oh!
Yeah. Cute
right.
Kittens.
You got me.
And then the cheerleaders are bunnies.
We don't know why. We've never asked.
The puppy bowl is phenomenal.
It's...
The puppy bowl should be every day.
95.5 KLOS.
So, her finale, her last show, not her biggest and most watched.
Mm.
Do you guys watch it?
I watched the last half hour of it.
What'd you think?
Look, I'm not the demographic. Mm. I respect her, though. I do.
I cried.
Did you?
A lot.
Yeah.
You're
such a girl.
I am such a girl.
Look, so you're a big Oprah
what's
fan?
What's that sound?
I am.
Wait.
For you, then, being a fan, what was Oprah to you?
First of all, she's a woman. She's a black woman. She's an older woman. She's an overweight woman. And yet she's one of the most powerful people in the world. Mm. And she uses her power for good, not for evil.
That's it, right there.
So yeah. She's a lot to me.
Okay.
Her and John Lennon,
nice.
Up there.
Nice.
My two.
Yeah.
Who's another overweight black woman.
Exactly.
That John Lennon.
Which, little known
not
fact.
Many
little known.
Yeah, not yeah. many people knew.
The Mark and Brian Christmas Show.
Mark and Brian
Christmas Show.
We took some time to get to know DJ Melissa. And now there's a couple of questions that are being texted in by the listeners because they want to know. First of all, how old is she?
Oh, that is not being answered. Next.
I will say this.
Based on the way she looks, probably 50.
Oh, are you serious? Oh, my God.
No. All right, so you're not answering the age question,
nope,
right?
Pass.
All right. Then this question. Has Melissa ever slept with another woman?
I feel like I'm on a first date. No, have not.
Wait a minute. They ask you that on the first date? What kind of guys are you dating?
And this is why I don't often have second dates.
95.5 KLOS.